Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amy Green of Washington County Extension about the engineering class she's teaching at Waco Elementary. To start off with, what can you tell me about this program?
I am kind of a guest presenter, guest teacher for the plus one days for Waco's school district this first semester. And so I'm one of the options that kids were able to sign up for. They signed up to take a STEM class with me on those special Fridays. So, you know, every other Friday or so, I'm there with them. And the lessons we're actually working on is focusing in on engineering. And we have a unit titled Put a Lid on It, and it's engineering safety helmets. And so we are going to, you know, look at a variety of different types of helmets and, you know, obviously talk about the purpose of them and what they do. And then they are going to work to make their own helmets kind of as models, as engineers always kind of start with that modeling process. So it's a little bit of a messy camp in some ways, or unit anyway, as last week we were building towers and testing those towers with eggs, real breakable eggs, and so that was a challenge for them and put a little extra pressure on. And then this Friday, actually, they will be working to kind of build a model helmet, but they have a brain material inside a large pasta shell, and the goal is to make sure their pasta shell doesn't break. So they're going to be designing something to keep that safe and protect that brain material that's inside.
How did you become involved with the Plus One Days in the STEM program?
Last year, actually, I participated with them as well in the spring semester, and we did a unit focusing in on customized farming and planters and how they do precision farming and that type of thing. So the kids built planters, and we focused in on kind of ag engineering, and now this particular unit, we're taking a little bit different approach. It's technically biomechanical engineering is what they'll be working on. And we're excited, the kind of the build up to it is they all will get model heads and they construct their helmets around that. And then we do some testing with dropping their heads and their helmets off with paintballs, using those as the determining factor of the success of the helmet or not. So this particular unit I'm teaching is to 4th, 5th, and 6th graders at Waco this year.
So now, as far as the curriculum for what you're teaching is concerned, is that something that you came up with, or is that something that the school said, hey, can you teach them about this?
Yeah, no, this is actually the curriculum I'm using comes from the Extension office. We have for checkout, actually, for anyone in the community or county that wanted to work with kids in engineering. And it's a unit or a curriculum called Engineering is Everywhere. And we have probably 10 or 12 different topics and kits that can be checked out. And so they provide research-based lessons, materials, suggestions on how to approach it with the kids, and gives you all of the cool materials that you need to make it happen as well. So the Extension office has used this curriculum for several different summer day camps. It works really well with sometimes just short activities with kids as well. So we're excited to be able to continue to use this, and it is something that was provided to us through the governor's Scale Up STEM grants that we've taken advantage of every year.
So how many more plus one classes are you or anyone at the Extension office going to teach?
I think we still have 6 more lessons for this semester, and that will end in December before Christmas break. And then I anticipate we'll probably do another STEM class as well with them for the spring.
Is every one of your classes for this semester going to be focused on biomechanical engineering stuff?
Yep. This whole semester we'll focus in on the helmet construction and design and constraints involved and fixing those and improving those and testing those. I anticipate our very last meeting in December will be kind of an engineering showcase as well. So we'll invite the parents in and the kids can show the models they've created and the tests and results and that type of thing.
Okay, so now do the kids pick your program and then like yours is the only one that they go to, or how does that work?
Yes, I know that the kids participating on those plus one days have a set class that they're assigned to go to, but then they also have 2 other electives for that special Friday. And so they get a catalog to kind of to choose from before the school got started. And so they have selected to be in this particular class with me for the semester.
Okay, and how has their response been so far?
they had a great time. You know, they come with a lot of energy. That age group is really fun to work with. And anytime you can do hands-on learning and experimenting and testing, they were really excited. So I know that they wanted more time, more time. We're not done. You know, the time constraints always are stressful for them, but they enjoy the challenge. And it's fun to see what they come up with, for sure.
Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
I think just that this Engineering Everywhere curriculum is great for hands-on learning for ages really second grade through seventh grade. So if they are working with a group of youth who want to do some science and learning, and you don't have to be a science expert by any means. The curriculum is set up really well to provide a lot of background information to whoever's teaching it, and it really is just hands-on learning with kids. So, you know, we invite any teachers or homeschools or anyone's welcome to stop by the Extension office and see the kits that we have available, and we'd be happy to share those.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Amy Green. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.